WikiLeaks has changed all the time over its history. Even the name is misleading. When it first started back in 2006, WikiLeaks wasn't actually a wiki like Wikipedia, in that it wasn't created by lots of people collaborating. It was very much driven by the vision of Julian Assange himself and his idea of, born out of his hacktivist experience back in Australia of computer hacking, that he wanted to create a platform where people could leak stuff, could send stuff without any risk of the source being revealed. So when it started, it was a kind of Dropbox. It was somewhere where people could take secret information, give it to WikiLeaks without WikiLeaks knowing who they were. And WikiLeaks' only task then was to verify that it was a genuine leak, it wasn't just a bit of fiction, and then they promised to put up it up on their website, regardless really of what it was about. And so you had a very curious mixture in the early days of some stuff which was quite politically important, such as the Kenyan leaks about corruption there, but then you had other stuff which was more trivial, really. For example, the kind of the rituals and rules of fraternity societies in American colleges. So it started off as what sounds like a relatively simple exercise, although in fact was technologically quite complex. And it was relatively successful. There was quite a steady stream of leaks, although nothing of the explosive nature of the great 2010 leaks, when you get this massive amount of material about the Iraq, the Afghanistan war logs, and then of course the embassy cables. And these all allegedly stemmed from one person, one American soldier who leaked this incredible amount of material, the biggest leak of classified information in history, all stemming from one person, allegedly Bradley Manning. And this was absolutely unprecedented, and our first whiff of it was when the so-called collateral murder video came out with this extraordinary, never-seen-before picture of an Apache helicopter, an American Apache helicopter, in combat in Baghdad, killing people. And we were given an unedited 40-minute piece of video and a shorter edited version where WikiLeaks had done some editing, they'd done some research, and there are lots of captions on the video. In other words, very much more like a traditional piece of documentary television. And that was the moment when WikiLeaks changed its operation entirely.